radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Children of all ages, today is October 15th, 2016, and we have our weekly excursion together with all of you out there, and then the archives, we get them up somehow, some way, sometime, and then you can listen to the broadcast that way as well. And podcast, and you can do a variety of things to listen to us on republicbroadcasting.org. So we're on Saturdays, as you know, from 1 to 3 Central Time. And today, I'm doing something I probably you never expected me to do, to spend some time today. Probably most of the program talking about Trump. And the media, and who owns the media, and who owns the government, and who owns the banking, and this interesting cabal of people that is, in fact, in the driver's seat of this bus that's careening out of control. And the reason I'm saying all of this, folks, is because as we approach that fateful date, whatever the very near future may bring to America on November 8th, there is supposed to be a scheduled election, as you know, supposed to be a scheduled national election in the United States. Be that as it may, at this point in my life, at this point at juncture, I would think that it probably will come to pass, but only God knows. Nevertheless, we still have several months before the official date when the power of the presidency is supposed to change hands. Obama, term limited, and yet we can't foresee what will happen between now and then. The synagogue of Satan can do things that will be totally oblivious to just about everyone else except God. And he knows their plans. He knows what they are going to do, what he's told us they're going to do, and we're going to do in the face of all of this. But nevertheless, we are living in very interesting, fascinating, and prophetic times, ladies and gentlemen. I think we'll all agree about that. And so today, having finally perked up my ears a little bit to some of the vociferations of Donald Trump in light of what has happened with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and what is happening within the controlled media and the Clinton controlled media, I thought it would be interesting to actually take a listen to his oration just a couple of days ago in West Palm Beach, Florida, in addressing his supporters. And it is interesting what he did have to say. Now, I'm not going to be able to run the whole 46 minutes of it, but I am going to intercede in various parts of all of this oratory that he delivered. And you know, there are parts of it which are very, very dubious, particularly his references to terrorism and who is behind it. But nonetheless, I don't expect him to be perfectly honest. I don't expect anybody who's in the political realm at that level to be perfectly forthright or honest, because they know the consequences. Nevertheless, in this address, Donald Trump had some very interesting things to say, and it perked up my ears, and it also perked up, as I predicted, the ears of the Anti-Defecation League, or the Anti-Christian Defecation League of B'nai B'rith, and some of the things that they have said in response, just as I thought they would. But first, before we get into the sewer, and we get into the sewer of politics, I'd just like to begin by reading from the Word of God. In the book of Jude, which is, I think, the last book before the book of Revelation, the unveiling. And in that chapter, it's only one chapter, Jude, which is Iudas or Judas, not Judas Iscariot, of course, but Judas, Jude, is a servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James. He says something most important for our time today. It was then that he said it, 2,000 years ago, and yet it is more relevant now than ever. In verse 3, he says, "Beloved, when I gave all of this due diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you all that ye should be earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." And chapter 1, verse 4, he continued, "For there are certain men crept in unbeknownst or unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, that ye would once know this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under the darkness of the judgment of that great day of the Lord. So you see, these angels that rebelled from the beginning of this age, they are held in chains because they refused to be born of women. They refused to conform to God's plan. And because they refused, God has put them in chains, just like Satan himself is in the chains in heaven. His body is in heaven. His spirit roams the earth, so that he is held in check by Michael. But he says, Jude says, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication." Now this is physical and spiritual fornication, "and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of the eternal fire of God." He says, "Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despite dominion, and speak evil of dignities, those that are divinely inspired." So Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he has disputed about the body of Moses, again, burst not against him, rallying in accusation. The Lord God rebuketh him. See, the whole business of Moses and Elijah being two prophets who will come back in the last days when Satan rules is something that Satan would rather have us forget about. Moses, who reportedly was never killed or never died, his body was never found, And yet, in the case of Elijah, we know he was swept up into heaven. So Jude is telling us in this chapter, this simple one chapter, that to prepare yourselves in your mind about the fakery to come, the dishonesty to come, and the untruthfulness of Satan and his angels, who will return again. Right now they're held in check, but they will return to deceive the world and to do what? To impregnate the daughters of Adam once again. Jesus himself said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in those last days. It wasn't just men marrying men and men marrying women in fornication. It was a spiritual fornication that threatened the chain of command and the lineage, the seed line, through which Christ would be born. So this Satan, this character who rebelled in the first earth age, he wants to be able to once again try to impregnate women with his spirit of flesh and have his little demons rule the earth when Satan himself comes as the false Messiah. This is a very, very incredible period of time that is yet to come and shall come, just as it says in the Word. So Jude tells us to basically gird our loins and to be prepared for what is to come, because there are grievous wolves. There are wicked people, wicked men, who are going to deceive the very elect if it were possible. All right. Having said all of that in preparation, I think we will begin our program today with some excerpts of what Donald Trump said in his speech, in his 46 or so minute address to his followers in West Palm Beach. So we'll begin at that point, I think about 14 minutes or so in, Sam. So you can start off now and listen very carefully, and I will interrupt and we'll fast forward to another section. I think it's very interesting what it reminds me of and how it has angered some in the community of which I speak. Okay, let's hear it.
Lies come from outlets whose past stories and past claims have already been discredited. The media outlets did not even attempt to confirm the most basic facts, because even a simple investigation would have shown that these were nothing more than false smears. 6 months ago, the failing New York Times wrote a massive story attacking me, and the central witness they used said the story was false, that she was quoted inaccurately. She said that I was a great guy. She had great courage, I'll be honest with you. She was an amazing person and never made those remarks. That I was a great guy and never made the remarks. And when I read the story, I was sort of surprised. How could she say that? And she didn't say it. We demanded a retraction, but they refused to print it. Just like they refused to print the comments from another source who praised me in her book, or the words of another wonderful woman who said really nice things about me. They put other statements that she didn't say. They misrepresented. The story was a fraud and a big embarrassment to the New York Times. And it was a big front page story. Front page, center, color picture, a disgrace. They were very embarrassed. It will be part of the lawsuit we are preparing against them. Now today, the same two discredited writers who should have been fired from the New York Times for what they did tell another totally fabricated and false story that supposedly took place on an airplane more than 30 years ago. Another ridiculous tale, no witnesses, no nothing. Then there was a writer from People magazine who wrote a story on Melania and myself on our first anniversary. The story was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was lovely. But last night we hear that after 12 years, this took place 12 years ago, this story, a new claim that I made inappropriate advances during the interview to this writer. And I asked a very simple question. Why wasn't it part of the story that appeared 20 or 12 years ago? Why wasn't it part of the story? Why didn't they make it part of the story? I was one of the biggest stars on television with The Apprentice, and it would have been one of the biggest stories of the year. Think of it. She's doing a story on Melania, who's pregnant at the time, and Donald Trump, our one-year anniversary. And she said, I made inappropriate advances. And by the way, the area was a public area, people all over the place. Take a look. You take a look. Look at her. Look at her words. You tell me what you think. I don't think so. I don't think so. But it is amazing. Doing a story, a love story, on how great we are together. And by the way, we're stronger today than we were, ever were before, which is great. But it's a love story. It's a love story on our 1 year. And if I did that, she would have added that. It would have been the headline. And who would have done that if you're doing this and you're one of the top shows on television? These people are horrible people. They're horrible, horrible liars. And interestingly, it happens to appear 26 days before our very important election. Isn't that amazing? This invented account has already been debunked by eyewitnesses who were there. They were there. The very witness identified by the author has said the story is totally false. By the way, this is a room that everybody can see in. It's got glass walls. It's at Mar-a-Lago. It's got glass walls. Can you believe this? Why wasn't it in the story, biggest story of the year? This weekend, the New York Times published a full-page hit piece with another claim from an individual who has been totally discredited based on the many, many, many emails and letters she has sent to our office over the years. Looking for work. Donald is great. Wanting to go to my rallies. But the New York Times, and this was a full op-ed piece, refused to use the evidence that we presented. Refused to use it. If they used it, if they would have looked, they would have said, oh, there's no story here. Others in the media, which almost surprises me, because they're dishonest also, were presented with this story by this woman numerous times. And they got very excited. But after seeing the evidence that we immediately give them, all of them refused to write the story. There was no story. The Times, though, didn't want to see it. They just wrote the story. And this was a full page opposite the editorials. This is part of a concerted effort led by the New York Times and others. Now, the New York Times is fighting desperately for its relevance and its financial survival. And it probably won't even be around in a few years based on its financial outlook. Which wouldn't be a bad thing, if you want to know the truth. But as it winds down its years, and it's becoming more and more problematic, it's gotten more and more vicious, more and more vile, and even the other mainstream media is talking about the single greatest pylon
in history. We're going to pause right there, folks. A good place to pause. And we will return with more of what Donald has to say. I think you will all agree it's quite revolutionary.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whatever it is, believe me, I don't know about it. You lied pretty good. I ain't lying.
Okay, folks, we're back now. We're going to go right back to Donald Trump's address. Found it interesting the way he has elevated his response to the corrupt media bosses. All along, as you know, he has been saying and using the word lie quite frequently, he's been saying the media are indeed involved in a plot, a conspiracy to reveal absolute corruption at the highest levels of this government, protect corruption at the levels of this government and those who control it, the outside forces, as he refers to them, and to do everything possible to deceive the public about this election. Now, whether you supported Trump or didn't, and I don't get involved in the personages, as you know. I simply report what I see. I understand the matrix of control. I understand the controlled opposition. Nevertheless, we see an opportunity here that has never materialized in many, many years, many decades, an opportunity for the American public to see for themselves just who and what are behind the corrupt media in America today, how it is controlled, how it is indeed very, very unashamedly, I might add, totally bought and paid for. And it's not only by the Clintons. It's by those that control the advertising and control the microphones and control the cameras at all of the networks. All of the networks in the electronic media. That's obvious. So he's referring to this now. He's doing a very good job of nailing home the point of corruption and how the media are responsible more than anything for the state of affairs in which America finds itself today. Having said that, now we're going to go back because of the personal revelations, the claims against Donald Trump in years past by these Bill Cosby attackers, so to speak, once again, the same pattern, and how the media will not fact-check anything because they need to be fact-checked. We're going to go back to that discourse, if you will, that oratory, which the media are calling all sorts of horrific names. I mean, they're using the names of things, adjectives that would come right out of the editorial page, and it's being plastered across banner headlines in the media as if it's an objective term, you know? They're calling it hate rhetoric. They're calling it a number of things. They're calling it a vitriolic speech rather than just recalling it or calling it what it is. Essentially, it is an oratorical denunciation and refutation on his part of the charges against him and how the media have been fanning the flames. All right, let's go back to Donald for a minute or two. Then we have the new break coming up and plenty of time, which will bring us some other video audio presentations as well. Go ahead.
All between now and November 8th. And you have to see the stories they've written. It's one after another after another. And facts mean nothing. Third-rate journalism. The great editors of the past from the New York Times and others, ladies and gentlemen, are spinning in their grave. I will not allow the Clinton machine to turn our campaign into a discussion of their slanders and lies, but will remain focused on the issues facing the American people. Thank you. Thank you. But let me state this as clearly as I can. These attacks are orchestrated by the Clintons and their media allies. The only thing Hillary Clinton has going for herself is the press. Without the press, she is absolutely zero. And you saw that the other night in the debate, where some people said she made virtually a fool of herself. This is not presidential material, believe me. What they say is false and slanderous in virtually every respect.
All righty. Okay. Break time. Come right back in just a few. And we'll resume because there's much more that I have to say, and I'm sure you as well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
And we're back, folks. Donald is not off the mark, no question about it. He rings a very, if you will, respondent note on the part of middle America, middle-class America, what's left of it, and the backbone of what's left of this nation, and it radiates. It definitely spreads, particularly when he mentions the New York Times, which is probably the flagship of all corrupt media outside of the Washington Post. Both of them are horrific. The L.A. Times, the Boston Globe, Dallas, Tribune. You can go down the list and see how corrupt these Jewish-owned press media outlets are. They've been, over the years, distinguished with that fact. But when he refers to journalists of the past who were so-called stellar journalists, I don't know whom he's referring to. He didn't name them. But he did hearken back to an age of writers for the New York Times who were pretty good. Now, the ones that we know of, we'll discuss even later on, are the ones who, for instance, the Walter Durantes of their time, the 1920s, who lied in the Soviet Union while there, came back and lied again about what he did and did not see in the Soviet gulags, claiming, in fact, that it was basically almost a worker's paradise. He could not see any killing, persecution, any widespread graveyards or remains of genocide. And he out and out, flat and out lied. He received, a Nobel Prize for lying, a Pulitzer Prize, which then later was was repudiated itself by the New York Times itself in the 1980s, I believe. Then we had John Reed, the reporter, who went there and essentially whitewashed red Bolshevism. And then, of course, in the 50s, we had Herbert Matthews and his love affair with Castro and his disinformation from Cuba. And then we had the reporters in the 60s and 70s working with the communist insurgency in Central America, claiming peacenik halos above their heads. And then, of course, most recently, we know of Judith Miller from the New York Times, who lied about Saddam Hussein and the weapons of mass destruction. So the lies go on and on and on from one press organ to another. And he's right about all of that. He's on mark. But what he does not specifically say, I'll leave up to you later to talk about. Right now, let's get back to Donald's, as they would say, his diatribe. Go ahead.
From the most important election of our lifetime. Indeed, one of the most important elections in the history of our country. And the polls are showing us in a dead heat. Don't believe what you said. The new, highly respected Rasmussen poll just came out this morning, just released, shows up nationally 2 points ahead, Trump. You. Just came out. So now, the Clinton machine has put forward a small handful of people out of tens of thousands of people over the years that I've met, that I've worked with, that I've employed, in order to make wild and false allegations that fail to meet even the most basic test of common sense. Not even common sense. Again, this is nothing more than an attempt to destroy our movement and for the Clintons to keep their corrupt control over our government. When I declared my candidacy, I knew what bad shape our country was in. And believe me, all you have to do is look at world events. All you have to do is look at the $1.7 billion that we sent to Iran in cash. In cash. All you have to do is see the way ISIS was created in the vacuum left by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama out of Iraq. All you have to do is look at the 800 people that were very, very not good for our nation. They were going to be deported. Lo and behold, instead of being deported, they were made citizens of the United States just recently. And lo and behold, sadly, the 800 people is wrong. It turned out to be close to 1,800 people. Our president is incompetent. All he wants to do is campaign. And the last thing he wants to happen is to have Donald Trump terminate Obamacare and do all of the other things that are destroying. He's led a very divided nation, and it's only gotten worse. And the last thing our country needs is 4 more years of Barack Obama, believe me. I've seen firsthand the corruption and the sickness that has taken over our politics. You've seen it, and I've seen it, and we're all watching together. They knew. They would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. But I never knew, as bad as it would be, I never knew it would be this vile, that it would be this bad, that it would be this vicious. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. Our great civilization.
Okay, we're just skipping ahead a little bit here. Just stop it a few minutes ahead and play.
Understand. And it was Arizona, a place I love, but the weather was about 100 and some odd degrees. No, he's not going to play. He was never there to play golf, folks. Don't be foolish. They met for 39 minutes. And most likely, it was to discuss her reappointment in a Clinton administration as the Attorney General just prior to making a decision over whether or not to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Okay? That's what happened. That's called real life. And that's pretty sad. They met for 39 minutes. Remember, he said, we talked golf. And we talked about our grandchildren. 3 minutes for the grandchildren, 2 minutes for the golf. Then they sat there and they twiddled their thumbs. No, I believe they talked about her remaining in her position under a crooked Hillary Clinton administration. That's what I believe. That's what I believe, folks. That's what I believe. And I think that's what most people in this room believe. Likewise, they have essentially corrupted the director of the FBI to the point at which stories are already saying that the great, and they are truly great, men and women who worked for the FBI are embarrassed and ashamed of what he's done to one of our truly great institutions, the FBI itself. Hillary Clinton is guilty of all the things that Director Comey stated at his press conference and congressional hearings. And far more. He stated many things, but it's far more, and he knows that. And yet, after reading all of these items, where she's so guilty, he let her off the hook. While other lives, including General Petraeus and many others, have been destroyed for doing far, far less. This is a conspiracy against you, the American people, and we cannot let this happen or continue.
Yeah. All right, moving ahead.
Our debt has doubled.
That's good.
In 7.5 years to almost $20 trillion under Obama. No other successful person after watching this, and no other very successful person, will ever again, ever, and who can blame them? Even me, I'd say you're right. Will ever again run for office. I've heard it for years. If you're very successful, you can't run for high office, especially for president. I said, I don't care. I don't care. I've done so many deals. I've done so well. It's a certain mindset that we need in our country, at least for a period of time. We have to straighten our country out. I will not lie to you. These false attacks are absolutely hurtful. To be lied about, to be slandered, to be smeared so publicly, and before your family that you love is very painful. What is going on is egregious beyond any words. People that know the story, people that see the story, people that know the facts, they can't even believe it. It's reprehensible beyond description. It's totally corrupt. But I also know that it's not about me. It's about all of you, and it's about our country. I know that. I fully understand. That's why I got involved. It's about all of us together as a country. It's a movement the likes of which we have never in history in this country seen before. Never in history. Even the pundits, even the media that truly dislikes Donald Trump for their own reasons, will admit this is a movement the likes of which people have never seen before. And it's a movement about the veterans who need medical care. The mothers who've lost their beloved children to terrorism and to crime. It's about the inner cities and the border towns who desperately need our help. It's about the millions of jobless people in America. It's about the American workers who can't get jobs because our jobs have left for Mexico and so many other countries. This election is about the people being crushed by Obamacare. And it's about defeating ISIS and appointing a Supreme Court and a Supreme Court justice, it could be four or five, who will defend and protect our Constitution. This election is also about, so importantly to me, African American and Hispanic American people whose communities have been plunged into crime, poverty, and failing schools by the policies of crooked Hillary Clinton. Believe me, she's crooked. They've robbed these citizens of their future, and if we win, I will give them their hope, their jobs, their education. I will give them their security back. The inner cities, education is almost worthless. It's horrible. We're going to have Common Core ended. We're going to bring education local. But you look at the inner cities and you see bad education, no jobs, no safety. You walk to the grocery store with your child and you get shot. You walk outside to look and see what's happening and you get shot. In Chicago, 3,000 people have been shot since January 1st. We're not going to let that happen. Our inner cities are almost at an all-time low, run by the Democrats for sometimes more than 100 years, chain unbroken. So they have no jobs. They have horrible education. They have no safety or security. And I say to the African American community, what the hell do you have to lose? I will fix it. I will fix it. I will make it good. I'll bring back our jobs. We'll have good education. We'll have great safety in the inner city. And we will help the Hispanic American people who have been treated so badly and so unfairly in our nation. We will help them. I will deliver like you've never seen before. I deliver. Whether people like Donald Trump or not, they all say he delivers. Vote for Donald Trump, you're going to see something, and you'll be so happy, you'll be so thrilled. This election is about every man, woman, and child in our country who deserves to live in safety, prosperity, and peace. So true. We will rise above the lies, the smears, the ludicrous slanders from ludicrous and very, very dishonest reporters. We will vote for the country we want. We will vote for the future we want. We will vote for the politics we want. And we will vote to put this corrupt government cartel out of business and out of business immediately.
All righty, back with much more. And I have another surprise coming right up. Rick Adams Uncensored.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, you horses out there, listen up. I said at the beginning of this hour that I would not have time to just run the entire speech that Donald Trump gave a couple of days ago in West Palm Beach. But nonetheless, the couple of instances that we might not have captured on the air are certainly available for you to see yourself, in which he references the terms global banking. He uses the terms governments of the world, power, politics, and controlling the political establishment. And he mentioned these very powerful forces that control all of these institutions, which got me thinking that now he's beginning to hit a home run, rhetorically speaking, against this cabal that we have been talking about here on RBN for about, 14 years almost? And I've been talking about it for many years before that. And it is what the Apostle Jude talked about, and the Apostle Matthew and Mark and Luke, and what Micah talked about, and what Isaiah talked about, and Ezekiel. And it is the same forces of this seed line of Cain and its control over the nations of the world, destroying their individual sovereignty so that we could have, or they could have, a unified, universalist, one-world global entity, economically, politically, academically, and most of all, religiously. This is right there in the scriptures for us to see. Now, when he references all of this, folks, he really starts to step on some toes. And now you can understand that, in all honesty and all candor, I think he sees the handwriting on the wall. He's up there in years, and the country is virtually non-existent. We're falling quicker than a ton of bricks like the Roman Empire. And I think he's basically saying, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Why not? Why not? It doesn't matter anyway. So let's just throw it all out there and let it blow back. But guess what? We've got a big enough barrier to let them stop at the wall, and that wall again, and then bounce back on them. It is true. The media, print media, are dying very quickly, very, very precipitously. I see it in my own home yard, my own backyard. And so what does he have to lose? What does he have to lose? What do we have to lose? Well, the whole point is, in the end, they are going to win, but we're going to win after they lose. So it's all in the scriptures, and that's the whole point. The whole point is it's been done before. Many attempts have been done 80, 75 years ago to prevent the travesties of World War II following the debacle of World War I. And unfortunately, the American people were kept in the dark again by the same controlled media. So, immediately, the response of the Anti-Defecation League comes about. And wouldn't you know it? Right according to script. All right, come back. And I have another president who had something to say about the same forces of darkness. We'll come right back with hour number two.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance.
prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.